May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Well, howdy, howdy. This is Christopher Rudy, Cosmic Love, for April 11th, 2020. And today I'm going to be discussing the last 2 weeks of home lockdowns across America, the last 2 weeks of blogs I've been doing, and the situation with this amazing world we live in now. Wow, what a 2 weeks this has been. Tomorrow is Easter, so this is my Easter resurrection show, and I'll be getting to that. So I'm going to go first into the an article back here 2 weeks ago. These are blogs I've done, I've published, and I'll be discussing this, cussing and discussing, you might say, what's been going on. Like I say, this has been an amazing time. And I'm sure everyone's been having some interesting experiences. How often are we, you know, home alone like this? One of the things I'll be discussing is how we are all homeschoolers now. So here on April 1st, I did an article called Conditional Easter Quarantine Moratorium. I was discussing how we might have to be taking kind of a break from what's going on in our normal lives. And I discussed in part one how this isn't a blanket moratorium. Basically, I was saying, you know, there's an overreaction in the media regarding what's the real story behind this coronavirus. And believe me, I've been very careful to distance myself from others, but I do all the time anyway. I'm pretty much, you know, shut in here writing and blogging, and my life hasn't changed that much, actually. But I thought I would go into some of these issues of we're all kind of wrestling with, and again, we're all having a different life, you might say, and it's been interesting to say the least. This Dr. Anthony Fauci, top U.S. infectious disease expert, he's been, you know, really scaring the bejesus out of people about, you know, how serious the situation is. And, you know, there's definitely, we have to continue the quarantine, it looks like, at least in the hot zones, especially with the concentrated 5G installations in the northern tier of the United States. I mean, the location of hot zones in Seattle and New York City correspond to a cooler climate that coronavirus likes. As Dr. Fauci has said, viruses don't do as well with warm, moist weather, and we've definitely having more of that now here in the East Mountain States, but all across the United States. Spring has sprung. That's part of what I'll be discussing today with this Easter special. I'll be going into that more latter part of the show. So I'm really kind of reviewing four different articles. Four different blogs that I've done, you know, over the last 2 weeks. I've been really busy trying to keep on top of what's going on. And so the situation, you know, I discussed in this article, Conditional Easter Quarantine Moratorium here on April 1st. And again, you can pull these articles up. I'll have them along. Have these posted along with the graphics and the embedded videos to be able to look at them. I'll have these up and running here with the podcast show notes. You'll be able to see, you know, read along with them. They'll be posted here shortly. But in the meantime, you can go to heartcom.org, and I have them published now. So the HeartCom Network is one of the first links you'll see at heartcom.org, and that's actually my archives at all my blogs and podcasts. So you'll be able to, if you can pull those up now in a different window on your computer, if you're on your phone, cell phone, I don't know how you're going to be able to do it, but I'll have these up with the podcast. You'll be able to see in the show notes, you'll be able to pull those up, read them separately. And this is kind of the script I'm going over. I'm going to be getting off the script quite a bit today as I'm discussing, you know, what's going on with the moratorium that I recommend. When I say that, things are serious enough, have been serious enough. People have been doing a pretty good job of washing their hands, among other things. I mean, everyone's trying to do the best they can, but minimizing exposure, you know, returning to a guarded normalcy with ongoing support of those who are infected at home or in urgent care. These are all things that we're trying to do. And, you know, there are hot zones where, you know, that people are more concerned than others, and these are more so where there's 5G radiation, and New York City, particularly in Washington, D.C. I mean, we've got 5G hotspots being installed with Houston and San Diego also, but there's warm weather there, and sunny weather tends to kill the virus. So that's not so much an issue in the South. I referenced the northern tier of states where a combination of these, I call them virus vectors, but they're cofactors that lead to more of the virus. And different parts of the United States have different areas of concern. There's very little concern in most of the United States at this point. It's turning out to be, and I go into, and many people say, and you can make a case for how this is a massive psychological operation. I talked about this in the previous show. But fact is, you know, it's real for people that believe it is real. And other people are saying that hospitals, East Coast and West Coast, are not overloaded as being reported, and this is being hyped to high heaven with an agenda that I'll be going into more. But in any regard, most people are still being prudent, minimizing exposure, etc. But with the onset of warmer spring weather, it's healthy to get out and exercise with the fresh air, maintain a modicum of social distancing as a general rule. And the exception is in communities that have inordinate stress on public services. If for some reason, you know, you've got where you are, like I say, you've got, if you're, I don't mean just hearing about that your social services, your health services are overloaded, you know, and of course they're saying this is the case in New York City. Other people are saying that's not the case. I've seen videos of the emergency rooms that are empty in New York City, and I don't know how there can be such a discrepancy of multiple videos and reporters, you know, going around to these hospitals and finding they're almost virtually abandoned, whereas the media is saying that they're saturated and overloaded with dealing with coronavirus. So you figure that out. I haven't quite yet. The reporting on this is almost unanimously in the mainstream media that we've got a very serious problem and that we got to contain it suppressing it and lowering the curve, as they say, as of these cases rising. And again, I am very concerned that we're getting a lot of sustained BS, a belief system that it's a problem when it's not that serious a problem. So overcompensating with strict quarantine policies can be just as debilitating to social and economic health as undercompensation without shelter-at-home guidelines. I mean, shelter-at-home has been, it's like we're talking about virtual home arrest, and this is a difficult issue to talk about right before Easter. I'm going to try and keep it light and skip through a lot of this stuff and kind of make light of it because I'm recommending a conditional moratorium, a quarantine. You know, that if you're not, if you haven't, I mean, I'm in Montana. We've had not that many cases comparatively at all. And of course, what they're saying, and I'll be going into this more in the latter piece today, my Easter piece, that it's just not as serious as they're making it out to be. And they're, you know, the concern is, again, yes, we should be minimizing exposure, but at the same time, you need to keep a health assurance policy and build your health, an emphasis on holistic self-care, keep your immune system strong. And one of the most important aspects of keeping your immune system strong is don't become freaking, paranoid and fearful, because that'll weaken the immune system. I mean, keep a positive vibe. If you got games you can play at home, have a good time. I mean, enjoy life. If you can get out, and boy, we've had some gorgeous weather here in Montana, so you can get out and have a nice day. Geez, get some fresh air. Get out of the box. I'm virtually living in my office right now is virtually a shipping container, which is great for protecting from EMF waves, or at least protecting from electromagnetic pulse, if that would be a concern. I mean, they're metal containers. But it's virtually a box, and I really enjoyed getting out this last week and jogging and running, there's not many people here in Montana anyway, out in the boonies where I live in Paradise Valley, but it's been beautiful weather, and highly recommend as part of keeping your immune system strong. So there's a obvious need to minimize exposure of healthcare workers. And this has obviated the benefit of online health advice, such as telemedicine, also called telehealth. I've been talking about this for years with Global Telecare. Telecare, as far as be able to have access to information, highly personalized analysis, prevention, and management of disease. So you're seeing a whole new type of healthcare arise with telemedicine, with people getting consulting services, from doctors over the phone. And of course, now with phones can include, video. So this has got a real boost with this situation. You're seeing all kinds of people coming together with classrooms, with tele-education. You might say, with they're using Zoom, where you can get a couple hundred people together, discussing things. And of course, when you're seeing on the internet, you're getting all kinds of parties going on, that are dance parties, other kind of parties that are people doing in their homes, plugged in through the internet. So the idea of this telecare and telemedicine, telehealth. It's going to be really big in the future, and of course that gets into the whole field of holistic health information, and with expert systems. They're called with information regarding standalone or combined efficacy ratings of allopathic, naturopathic, homeopathic, chiropractic, or other healthcare modalities. I mean, feedback from users with a system like this of information technology can now provide feedback over time. So you're finding out which of these modalities are working best. And this is called Wisdom of the Crowd. There was a TV series called, I think it was Wisdom of the Crowd here a couple of years ago. It was real popular and they cut it off. But it got into this idea of how collective consciousness can be cultivated, cultured, and develop information that in any field of information, whether it was a crime show, you know, for cracking crime, for getting, you know, people being able to share information and access data from a multitude of sources that people can provide in different ways. But in this case, with healthcare, we're talking about a database of information. It's called the new science of informatics for interactive knowledge power that can provide self-correcting database standards that define and refine empirical results showing what health modalities work best for one's unique metabolic type, you know, your blood type, and your personalized health disease symptom profile. So this is the future of healthcare, and I've been talking about it for years. Telemedicine with this telecare is the sovereignty model of well-informed choice that integrates the full spectrum of tools and processes for optimal health assurance, you know, optimal health, you know, building health to prevent disease. So instead of health insurance, we're talking about health assurance. So with a clear vision of new holistic standards for a new global industry of self-care, billions of lives can be optimized and millions of lives can be saved. And without that vision, we've got economics and politics of disease care for profit and power that will sabotage social health and millions will perish. What we have today, what people call healthcare, the healthcare system is about 97.5% disease care. And we take it for granted. We call it a healthcare system, but it's mostly a disease care system. And there's no money in healthcare, preventive healthcare for the disease care system because there wouldn't be any disease to treat, and all the monies and profits are in treatment. And it's actually an economic model that wherever prices, profits are at stake, this is corporate law that shareholders come before the public. So this profits before people game plan has created all kinds of problems. So now this article I went into on the conditional Easter quarantine moratorium, which I've been kind of reading from, from a couple of weeks ago. I had a lot of articles, headlines in the news dealing with this issue of what's going on with the healthcare situation and in America. And one of the articles, this is why modern medicine is a problem with natural cures. Well, there's the money, of course, and it goes into that. Another article from the Wall Street Journal, two Stanford professors to explain how the pandemic panic is exaggerated. It was published in the Wall Street Journal. Then there's a link from that article, and you can read. And there was another article, the research of 12 other experts questioning coronavirus panic. That's a really good article. I've actually repeated that article, that specific article contact link in some of the articles, the blogs since then. Gosh, I've got four of them. I'm going to move through these a little bit faster. But anyway, there's a lot of articles out there that are really excellent by John Rappaport. I had him on my radio show, on my last radio show, and he talked about on March 27th, how normal flu is 1,000 times more harmful than COVID-19. This is according to the statistics put out by the World Health Organization. If normal flu is 1,000 times more harmful than COVID-19. So that's one of many articles John Rappaport's putting out. An excellent article. An article by Paul Craig Roberts called Coronavirus Profiteers Are Worse Than War Profiteers. And there's another article from TargetLiberty.com that CBS News and Big Pharma fear porn. Caught using footage from an Italian hospital to portray conditions in New York City. Actually, CBS News has been caught several times doing that, folks. I mean, they're really been ramping up the fear porn, but who underwrites CBS News? It's Big Pharma. 60-70% of their commercials are Big Pharma commercials. So they're pushing the fear hype, the fear porn, and boy, they've been exposed as being extremely excessive in their agenda. And I'll be going into more of that in the later blogs. But there's quite a few other links I provided here. Take the Economy Back by John Rappaport explains how even Fauci is confessing. Again, Fauci is the big pharma guy. And when I say the big, he's like a rep for big pharma, but he's representing the medical industrial complex, big pharma, and the drug pandemic agenda, which is being called the plan-ademic, a plan you can't trust. And this is one of the articles from Zero Hedge that references, they call it the plan-ademic because this was planned. How it was planned, why it was planned, how this is a psychological operation. Again, with a specific agenda of, and I'll be going into this again more on the other blogs, the specific agenda of mass vaccinations, and when I say that, mandatory vaccinations. And there's other agendas being pushed through at this time, and some of you veterans of alternative news are well aware that there's a lot of agendas being pushed at this time. Anyway, for a little inspirational at this, I finished up on this moratorium article on April 1st. I mean, there are no sustainable solutions to this global healing crisis without the spirit that matters above all. And if you haven't prayed for the good of all, then now is a good time for good karma. To fear and worry is like praying for that which you do not want, which is bad karma. So for a prescient video excerpt on karma just published yesterday, and it goes into, you might say, divine direction for divine dharma. And, some of you know the difference between dharma and karma. There's a link on that. And for the voice of divine reason from heartcenter.org, there's a good video on that. So that's pretty much going to finish up that blog on the moratorium. Here on April 4th, I did some more exposure on what's going on with the big event. I call it a mass awakening, and I refer to this as a free home study course. And this is a theme that I get into in the next blog also, that we're all homeschoolers now, and this is a good time to learn what's really going on, from some good alternative news sources, which I've tried to incorporate, and with these compendiums with different articles and videos. So I'm going to take a drink here. I'm getting thirsty. Okay. We're going into first exposing the mass deception, how we've been fooled, who is behind it, and where we are going from here. If you prefer to think for yourself and would rather know the truth, what is really going on from good independent media rather than fake stream media, then you will likely appreciate this latest compendium. And so this compendium, I'm going to be going into, this is a note to mature homeschoolers and who I refer to as United Sovereigns of Earth. So this mass awakening course, you might say, begins with pure intention to focus attention with love retention for our ascension in a higher fifth dimension of full comprehension. That's my wrap, and I'm sticking to it. Keep in mind the first principles of personal planetary co-creation with pure geometry archetypes of universal law of the angles and language of the angels, the constitution of cosmic love. And this is the love model that I use for framing first principles of cosmic law. And those principles are that in the beginning, God geometrized. That's ancient Hermetic wisdom, you know, Hermes, Trismegistus, also called Mercury, the god Mercury, you know, Hermes, messenger of the gods, messenger of communications, transportation. He's well known to have said anciently, in the beginning, God geometrized. Well, in the end, we become what we geometrize. This is modern Geonotes wisdom. So pay attention. Attention pays with the currency of conscience that centers and connects the next Aquarian economy with more light language and the Holy Spirit of love and action. You will be graded in this cosmic course, you might say, homeschool course, whatever. You will be graded by your higher conscience, as will readily forgive former habits of dense, unconscious, and heartless, to the extent that your conscientious intent is to study the following videos. Now, I've got several videos I'm going to be going into. I'm going to be referencing them. Several of them are really exceptional. And if you haven't seen them, highly recommend them. And you can always, if you're listening to this podcast in the future, you can, of course, pause the audio and watch the videos, but I'm just going to reference them from now. You can go to my blog at HeartComm Network, my archives, and you can watch those videos now or after the show, and you can read through these compendiums that I'm going through now, just kind of going through the narrative in general, kind of a, basically a review of what's going on. And again, these are archived, these notes, these videos, these articles. I'm doing this as kind of a compendium for my grandkids, you know, in the future, 10, 20 years from now, you know, people are going to be looking back at this time, which I refer to as Aquarian Spring, the beginning of really at the cusp of the Aquarian Age, and the things, amazing things are happening. And it's like modern day revelation that's coming out, and I'm archiving it, documenting it, you know, videos and articles and cussing and discussing it. You know, it's very kind. A lot of people do not know what's really going on, why this is all happening. I'd say most people do not know. And so I want to give a little insight on it. You know, as far as within the cosmic scheme of things, there's a method to the madness. So you can study these videos. If you don't watch at least the first video I'm going to talk about in full, you know, with pure intention and focused attention, then you'll flunk this test, this mass awakening course. You might as well leave now. I mean, I'm trying to make a point. This video here is really significant. This is really good. This really kind of lays it bare. So highly recommend this first video of the week. It was done in cooperation with Solari.com and Catherine Austin Phipps. And it's by veteran medical journalist John Rappaport. It's a three-part presentation in this video, and you can watch it. It's called The Creation of a False Epidemic by John Rappaport. And it's in three parts. This was done back on April 2nd, 2020, which is my birthday, folks. This was like one of the best gifts I could have gotten on April 2nd. Was when John published this, and again, this was in a platform that was in cooperation with Solari.com and Catherine Austin Phipps. They helped provide up the platform and the video graphics with this video that he did in three parts. First part is called How It Started, you know, this false epidemic. Second part's the medical, CIA, and the covert operations. That's episode two. I mean, I didn't even know there was a covert medical CIA. And, of course, he explains it extremely well and what the whole agenda there, which is the third part, the true goal of the false pandemic. Readers have been asking how they can help. listen to the presentation, send out the link to others, expose the COVID-19 covert operations, because it's becoming more, it's obviously become more important every passing day that this information gets out. People who question crisis stories from mainstream media have been visiting hospitals and finding empty emergency rooms. I referenced this in the first article. But this is a really good videos article on that. You can read that. There's a video by Dana Ashley. A lot of you have been reading, watching her videos. Excellent. This was on ghost hospitals. Again, independent journalists have been exposing the mass media fake news psychological operation. This is from beforeitsnews.com. The videos, one of the videos actually has a sign. There's nobody around, you know, the hospital. There's a sign that says hospital disaster drill in progress, which is to say, folks, I mean, the viral panic that we've been seeing in the mainstream media is a type of false flag. It's being orchestrated for a purpose. I'm not saying it's a good purpose. I'm saying there's some nefarious agendas going on. Anyway, the graduation requirement for this home study course that I'm talking about today is the ongoing creative ascent process. I call it the capstone process, creative ascent process, that will gradually define and refine a whole new sense of conscientious common sense about this whole situation, what's going on. And if you want an A for this course, A for ascension, you have to go deeper and higher with insight and outlook for understanding the overview of the big picture of what's coming. And what's coming is, we're talking about what's being outed is the medical industrial complex. This whole psychological operation is exposing the medical industrial complex. And I've talked about in former shows and articles how Big Pharma has come to represent, as a general rule, the heart of the beast, the medical industrial complex. And, you know, I used to be communications director for Dr. Leonard Horowitz of Sandpoint, Idaho, back right before 9/11. And if any of you know Dr. Leonard Horowitz, who's wrote the book AIDS, Ebola, and Emerging Viruses, which is a New York Times bestseller, he exposed in that book how AIDS was created and deployed out of American biological warfare laboratories, all part of the medical industrial complex, you know, how they create and manage diseases. They patent these diseases. They patented the coronavirus. When they create, they get a patent on these disease organisms, and they create a vaccine to treat it. They have a patent on the vaccine. They make a killing, creating and treating disease. Vaccines do that as a general rule. Quite often, vaccines will seed the disease. For example, Horowitz has explained in his book in detail, and this is mind-blowing. And this is well documented now, and I have it on my website on vaccines. And I provide links on that in multiple articles where if you get to the vaccine website, one of the videos explains how Hillman, I guess, was the head of the vaccine department of Merck Pharmaceutical, how they actually had AIDS viruses that they knew that they were putting in polio, going all the way back to the polio vaccines, that there was live AIDS viruses, not AIDS viruses, I'm sorry, cancer viruses. There was cancer viruses. And of course, we've seen an epidemic of cancers in the United States, where one out of two people are getting cancers now. Going back to when we were children, and we got these polio vaccines, and of course, even before that, Salk was doing the sugar cubes. And I mean, this is so horrendous. It's all, this stuff is coming out of how vaccines have been seeding diseases that are then treated for a lifetime of drug treatment. This is so nefarious. Horowitz explained how half of Hitler's flight capital came out of World War II, Hitler's Hitler's, you know, the money, the gold that they got out of the country as the country was going down, half of his gold went into Merck Pharmaceutical for Rise of the Fourth Reich. Now, you look at what's going on today and how you've got half of America under house arrest. For what? There's more people dying of the regular flu historically than are dying from, or getting sick and dying from this coronavirus. I mean, you've got 1,000 times more people dying from heart disease, cancer, and other, than this flu that's going around. What's going on? I mean, what's really going, anyway, so one of the videos I provided in this article, which is a reality report, this second blog I'm talking about today, was by David Wilcock. Now, David Wilcock's controversial with a lot of people. A lot of people don't like him. A lot of people really like him. People that have listened to his story and are patient because he's like a fire hose. He provides so much information that challenges the comfort zone of people that a lot of people just can't stand it. They'll find something wrong that doesn't fit their knowledge, awareness, or their belief systems, and they just throw the baby out with the bathwater. Well, I've known David, the story of David Wilcock, for a long time. His books, Source Field Connection, he's brilliant. He does brilliant work on quantum reality, quantum science, and he has done several videos here this last couple of weeks. This was the fourth one in the series. He's just done a fifth one. I provide this in a later blog. And it's good to tune into what he's talking about, because he says, and this is what I understand that's going on with the psychological operation, the deep state, dark side, cabal, swamp, whatever you want to call it, they're basically being exposed by this whole situation. And they're basically, their time is short. They're trying to take over this rise of the Fourth Reich, you might say, called cabal, deep state, medical industrial complex, whatever you want to call them. They're making their move, and they're doing serious stuff, and there's a war going on. And there's the white hats and black hats, and there's the alliance, and there's the deep versus the deep state. And according to David, this is what's really going on behind the scenes, and this is what we're seeing now. And of course, those who follow Q and Q on the Great Awakening, and Q on what's really going on behind the scenes. David speaks for Q and references a lot of Q, and this is the alternative media stuff, that how Q is working with Trump and how Trump is a front man for Q, speaking for Q. Some of you are familiar with this. If you're not familiar with this, it must sound crazy. Some people can't deal with the Q factor. Some people can't hear that Trump is being a tool that's being used for good. Some people can't hear that. They're just so hateful of Trump, and they just go crazy if they think about it. And of course, I get from some of my dearest relatives and friends to other people, they just have this thing about Trump. They just go ballistic when they think about that he could be working for the good guys, the white hats, and for this battle that's going on behind the scenes. So I kind of refer to Q sometimes cryptically in my posts. I try not to get into the politics of it too much, because people get so polarized over the politics. So some of the quotes from Trump, I mean, there's a whole thing going on that's amazing. Difficult truths will soon see the light of day. The enormity of this will shock the world. It's going to be biblical, and we're seeing the biblical aspects. These are quotes from Q. That what's going on is shocking, and but there's nothing compared to what's about to come out. Then, in other words, this is like, you might say, what we're seeing right now is the calm, when I say before the storm. I mean, storm as far as stuff coming out. Things could calm down even more, but when we start to find out what's really going on behind the scenes, it's going to be like finding out that 9/11 was an inside job, and that building number 7 collapsed with a controlled demolition. And there was a missile that hit the Pentagon because that part of the Pentagon was working with the alliance to take down the cabal. Some people can hear that, other people can't. It sounds just like crazy talk to some people. Anyway, this article, the second article, I want to move on. I got 20 minutes left here. I want to finish this up. John Rappaport nails it with that video. David Wilcock made it clear how and why our natural evolution in the family of mankind is being protected. There is divine protection going on with this whole situation. The world is waking up. This is going to be my next blog. It's about the global wake-up. And in short, there's geopolitical and economic upgrade going on by way of social conscience and our global social networks. So to the extent that your awareness has been expanded with realizations that are different from what you expected, yet better than you may have hoped for, to that extent, you have ascended and you get an A for the lesson today. So baby steps, folks. This is a lot of revelations. Inch by inch, it's a cinch. Yard by yard, it's hard. So take it easy. I know there's a lot of stuff here that's kind of mind-blowing. It's your life, your course. See the good, make it so. And that would be the second blog. The third one on April 7th was called We Are All Homeschoolers Now. People worldwide are being quarantined. Millions of netizens on the global internet are learning together what is happening. The family of mankind is now waking up to who is behind the massive deception that is destroying the global economy. And this has become rather self-evident with several videos of the week that nail it. And I'm going to be going into these videos. So prepare for a rather shocking lesson. Part one, the lesson is how to be philosophically correct. Part two, how to be biologically correct. And to calm your mind with the love of wisdom and nature's laws before part three. The whole issue of being politically correct. The big lie versus the whole truth. So let's start out with being a little philosophically correct. Part one, the love of wisdom. This is an article on Marcus Aurelius. I have more problems. Best lecture on Stoicism ever, Marcus Aurelius. I don't know how to, I'm having difficulty pronouncing his name. Marcus Aurelius. Stoicism, classic Stoics. He was his emperor of Rome, but he wasn't your normal emperor. And there's quite a lesson there. This is from the Virtual University. It's a video, and it's just kind of, it's a philosophical, the love of wisdom video, and it just kind of gets out of that, you know, this whole coronavirus thing. Just chill out, and for those who are homeschooling, you'll find that an amazing video. Marco Rory. Anyway, part two, the biomimicry principle. This is biologically correct on nature, and it's by Victor Schoberger. And Victor Schoberger, Comprehend and Copy Nature. I have these two videos at the beginning of this blog because I'm going to go into some more intense stuff. And it's good to just get into, you know, natural law. You know, Victor Schoberger gets into this principles of biomimicry, you know, copying nature, that are principles of the universe, natural order, universal order, you know, and how to copy nature, the natural law, biomimicry. It's this understanding that tunes us back into, you know, the order of the universe and what's real with nature and natural law. Of course, we're talking about the biological laws regarding health. And part three, I'm going back into this issue of the deep farm estate, geopolitics. Follow the money to discover the agenda of farmicide. Again, John Rappaport has studied epidemics and pandemics for 35 years, and he marshals evidence in this series of podcasts that the COVID-19 pandemic is one of the most colossal deceptions the world has ever seen. Which is to say, I don't often do this, but I repeated the video I've talked about in the previous podcast, the previous article that I've archived on the website. Again, about the epidemic, you know, creation of a false epidemic, how it started, the medical CIA, covert operations, and the true goal of the false pandemic. I highly recommend, if you see that, you're going to have a whole different perspective on this coronavirus thing. And that perspective basically is that the deep state is big pharma. I'm going to take this, you know, might say, take it a level deeper, you know, this understanding of what's really going on. There's a great article that I referenced Dr. Leonard Horowitz, who I used to be his communications director in Sandpoint, Idaho, and he has an article here, Coronavirus Conspiracy Proven by Fake Science, Exposing the Big Pharma Criminal Enterprise. This is a brilliant article with Dr. Horowitz on the abject corruption and mass deception of the deep state medical media industrial complex. The medical industrial complex, the media industrial complex, how they're in collusion, and why they're in collusion, how they work together. There's no way that they could have pulled off 9/11 without the collusion of the deep state media. There's no way they could have pulled off what they're doing with this coronavirus false flag without the collusion of the deep state media. So, again, there's a battle going on, folks. You might say the deep state, their time is short, their wrath, their fear, their anxiety is great. They want everyone to be as miserable as they are, and this is what we're seeing, making everyone miserable, but they're exposing themselves. They've shot themselves in the foot really bad. And this article by Horowitz just nails it. And some other things are going on. Big tech has a multi-trillion-dollar agenda to roll out 5G radiation worldwide for high speed to optimize artificial intelligence and the Internet of Things. But 5G is not compatible with human biology, natural law. And it's a toxic causation of virus in the body. 5G has toxic effects because causes viruses in the body, cellular toxins. It causes cellular toxins. And it interrupts the oxygen uptakes in the cells, so the metabolism that fires the oxygen for the elimination of toxin, it interferes with that process of metabolism. The oxygen uptake, you can't fire the metabolism for the elimination of toxins, so you get a toxic overload in the body. And there's a name for it, the cytokine storm. Anyway, this is what's going on with the 5G component. It blocks oxygen uptake in the lungs and in the blood. It interferes with that process, so you don't have the fire, the oxygen, to fire the metabolism for the eliminating of toxins on a cellular level. So you get a toxic overload in the body, weakens the immune system. And they're calling it coronavirus, but basically, you're having a healing crisis in the body with the elimination of toxins that make people sick. You know, flu-like symptoms, respiratory problems, because they can't breathe. They're not getting oxygen. They're coughing, and they can't breathe. They're not getting oxygen in their system. This is a 5G component of it. This is why you're seeing 5G hotspots, especially in the northern hemisphere, because in the southern part of the United States, you're getting more sunshine and you're getting more warmth, which kills viruses. But when you get people cooped up in apartments with toxic air, stale air, you know, the sick house syndrome it's called, and you're breathing stale air, you know, and you're not going to go outside, and you're confined, and you're worried, and your whole immune system is getting whacked from fear porn. All these things contribute, and you're seeing more of that. Of course, New York City, you've got a level of intensity with the speed of things and the stress of things. There's more stress there, and stress weakens the immune systems. And you've seen the same thing in Seattle, you know, high pace of things, a lot of high-tech businesses out of Seattle headquartered there, you know, Google, Facebook, Microsoft in Seattle. And you get a lot of the 5G and the Wi-Fi and the high speed of things, and you're getting basically the stress. It's like a perfect storm of stress factors that are causing flu-like symptoms and respiratory symptoms. And especially with the age of people over 50. I'm going to be going into that. I'm going to have to spin through some these different articles that I've got in this Wake Up World post, this third blog I've got, Why We Are All Homeschoolers Now. Those who have the time to watch these videos and read these articles, and some of these articles, again, on the 5G coronavirus connection, by John Rappaport and others, you know, creating the illusion of the pandemic through diagnostic tests, stopping the fear-mongering. Again, that article from offguardian.org, 12 medical scientists speak out on excessive COVID-19 response. The article, The COVID Illusion and the Currency Reset, you know, the whole agenda of the currency reset. I mean, this event was a coordinated last-ditch effort by the big pharma, big tech, and big media cabal. There's a phenomenal article by Dr. Shiva from X22 Report. The genius of Dr. Shiva explains the deep state collusion with big pharma, big media, and the big tech agenda to crash the economy, mandate vaccines, and suppress our press freedoms. I mean, this is serious stuff, folks. There's the Corbett Report, March 21st, had a video, Medical Martial Law 2020. There's an article on April 7th by Robert Kennedy Jr. The CDC is actually a vaccine company. He explains that. Who profits? Guess who? Big Pharma. The medical industrial complex, the FDA, the CDC, and the, you know, why they pump out medical propaganda. And the video to watch, I highly recommend, the Plandemic Perps on Parade. This is Henry Kissinger and Bill Gates call for mass vaccination and global governance. That's from Activist Post. You want to read that article? That's an amazing article. An article by David Icke, The Coronavirus Conspiracy, April 7th, 2020. It's the London Real. That's got some heavy stuff in it. He's a little over the top in some regards, but he nails it in other regards. David Icke, you can count on him to, you know, nail the deep state. He calls it a club. You know, the cabal, you know, it's a club and you're not in it. David Wilcock on the Alliance, win is inevitable. And there's details in this. The article, if you click on that, this is from the public and intelligence blog by Robert David Steele, Imminent Defeat of the Cabal, Deep State, the Swamp. And this good article, David Wilcock, details on what's going on with that battle. I meant to mention that earlier. Anyway, the lesson summary before I go into the final blog, my Easter blog, the deep state is about to reap their fate. Big Pharma is about to get their karma. The Dharma of Aquarius is emerging, and the dregs of Pisces are purging, the Piscean age. So keep the faith, the pure intention, focused attention, with love, retention. Attention pays with your ascension, comprehension of the fifth dimension. And also four archetypal ways to perceive the four dimensions of time, the place beyond 3D space. Space, time, relativity, fifth dimension. Some links there you might be interested in. So we're talking about going into the home stretch, mass awakening and mass healing. Heal in the field of Aquarius. Unified 5D conscience that reflects and perfects the sages of the ages. Wisdom of the cloud, folks. With vision in the capstone, the creative ascent process for holistic internet upgrade of 5 core internet freedoms. So I am going to go to this last piece that pretty much sums it up. Aquarian resurrection from fear to love. This is where we're at, folks. Easter 2020, global resurrection from inordinate fear to Aquarian love. We're in Aquarian spring. This is the cusp of the Aquarian age. Again, I referenced that article, Conditional Easter Quarantine Moratorium, with a picture, a photograph of the beach, Daytona Beach, Florida. That was 1972. I was a beach photographer at that time. I had shot that picture with a 135-millimeter lens. It's a picture of people social distancing on the beach. Actually, it was just a normal day back in 1972. It's a beautiful day at the beach. I have that at the picture to basically recommend people to get out and get some sunshine. Get out and get some light, more light and love, easier and faster. So spring is sprung, nature's resurrection of the healthy, Holy Spirit that matters for the greening of America. Now, I very rarely author an article by Christos as Christos Lightweaver. I did this one. Got a picture of me in my egg chair and my egg head. I did that. I created that egg chair in this picture. And this is back about during the bicentennial. It was an Easter special I did for the Miami Valley News back in Ohio. This was, it wasn't published, but that was what the picture was for. Me and my egg chair. I knew I was going to be using that at some time. I didn't know it was going to be all these years later, but I got my head painted up like an Easter egg. It says, get ahead, the greening of all American revolution. And I'm in this chair that I actually fabricated that chair. I sculpted it. I was in a sculpture class at Ohio State University. I sculpted it and used fiberglass fabric over it and finished it up with a nylon fiber dusted into an epoxy base and electrostatic charge, which created a seamless velvet over this chair. If you look at it, it's baby blue. Again, this is the article that I just published today for my Easter special. And so that's at my blog, you know, the Heartcom Network. And you can read this article, read along with it in another window, or again, in the podcast, you'll be able to pull it up and look at it before or after, or as you pause the audio. And I'm talking about resurrection of global holistic health. I think this is the key issue. This is what we're on the cusp of, the Aquarian age, almost golden age education, golden age healthcare, golden age economy. What will it all look like? Well, for sure, golden age healthcare, you know, the model will be what I referred to in the first article as global telecare. I mean, there is an obvious solution for public health that would eliminate the nefarious disease care system that we call healthcare that profits from creation and treatment of disease. True public health care could thrive, but the economics of scarcity that is sustained by ignoring prevention and outright destroying public health would by necessity be upgraded with an economics of abundance. Based on abundant health is wealth, common sense. Free online global telecare. What that looks like, how that works, is an article, there's a link there. Published that years ago in Natural Life News and Directory, publication I started about 19 years ago, 20 years ago. So that article is a good representation of golden age healthcare. There's a video at the bottom of that article you can watch about that. I'm going to have to do a wrap on that. I'm coming down to the end of the hour. You can read this Easter special on your own. Resurrection of the spirit that matters on earth as in cosmos and large. Some good videos to watch. I want to thank you all for listening. I started up pretty rough, waking up, you might say. And have a wonderful Christmas, or Easter, excuse me. Have a wonderful enlightened and spiritual Easter. Peace be with you. Bye for now.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.